Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. We're up to Mizmor Tezayin. One of the most important balances that we need to strike as servants of God in this world is, of course, the balance between trust in Hashem and making our own initiative, what we call that balance between Bitachon and Hishtadlos. And I don't think anybody gave greater voice to this balance than David HaMelech. Mizmor Tezayin begins with David appealing to Hashem for refuge. Mechtam David Shamreni Kael Ki Chasisi Vach. Guard me, O God. There's so much that is out there. We feel it very intensively right now, whether, again, just a general health situation, whether, again, it's the rise of this white supremacism and ultranationalism, and we're waking up to the idea that it's really found all over, and very frightening thing. Shamreni el ki chasisi vach. And yet, as the Mizmor goes on, David HaMelech talks about his responsibilities. Avareches Hashem, this is the seventh pasuk, asher ya'atzani. Lashon Rashi, Avareches Hashem asher ya'atzani. Ad kaniba David al Knesset Yisrael. He was reflecting a little bit on the nation. V'achshav omer v'ani gam ani avareches Hashem asher ya'atzani livchor b'chayim v'alechas bidrachav. Look at the language. Hashem gave me an etza. Hashem can't force me to make the right choice, but Hashem points us in the right direction. Hashem wants us to make the choice of uvacharte b'chayim livchor b'chayim v'alechas bidrachav. But I can't expect Hashem to necessarily make that choice for me. So I have to take responsibility, whether again it's in areas of health, whether again it's in areas of understanding what's going on in society, and making proper efforts, a proper hishtadlos in that direction as well, to try to heal the terrible divides of this country and to move the country away from violent extremism in all directions. And this is the way that, of course, we're going to protect ourselves, protect our community, protect our country. So, Avarechas Hashem Asher Ye'atzani. He gave me an Eitza. He told me to do the right thing, but I need to do my part as well. Af Leilos Yisruni Chol Yosai. So, this is a famous image, or Chazal associate this pasuk with Avraham Avinu, that Avraham, even before the Torah was given, sort of worked out the Torah inside of himself. He sort of intuited the Torah. It's a very beautiful idea. The Ramban says he actually kept the Torah. Ekev asher shamar, shama Avraham bekoli vayishmar mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai, especially in Eretz Yisrael, the Avos kept the Torah. So we have to, again, even if the Torah weren't given, we have to sort of work on it ourselves. It's the ultimate image of hishtadlus, of making our own efforts, our own initiative, when it comes to Torah. Af leilos yisruni chil yosai. Well, then David HaMelech flips back in the other direction. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid kimi mini bal emot. That I hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu up right there next to me. He is straight on my right side, bal emot. Right, and he will not allow me to falter. So David HaMelech goes from Shamreni El Ki Chasisi Vach, an image of Bitachon, then Avreichas Hashem Asher Yatzani, that I have a responsibility to do what I can for myself, Vacharta Vachayim. And then Af Leilos Yisruni Chil Yosai, and spiritually I can't just rely on Hashem, Lo Bashamayimi, I have to take responsibility for myself. Then in the other direction, Shivisi Hashem Nagdi Samid, Kimimni Balamot, it's Hashem who will watch over me, right? That there are limits to Ishtalos. We can do everything in our power that there is to do. And ultimately, Atzas Hashem Hisakum, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ultimately make the decision. And David HaMelech then concludes this thought by saying something remarkable. Lachain samach libi vayagel chvodi. Once I know that I've done all that I can, and have I appealed to God for help, but then I'm going to be a person of joy. Samach libi vayagel chvodi, ach bisari yishkon labetach. I will have a sense of security. Well, what do you mean a sense of security? We started at the beginning of the Mizmor saying how much vulnerability there is. Shamreni el ki chasisi vach. But of course, the answer is that once a person has appealed to Hashem for help, once a person has done everything that they can, we just have to accept that there is a certain degree of vulnerability as part of our condition as human beings, and to accept that and to be mekabel that b'simcha, af b'sari yishkon levetach. And David HaMelech again concludes with a note, a very beautiful note of hope and trust, ki lo savzov nafshi l'shol, he will not fear abandonment, Hashem will just allow him to perish away. Lo sitein chasidcha l'roshachas, David HaMelech concludes on a strong note of bitachon. With that, I want to wish everybody a most wonderful Shabbos. Everybody continue to be healthy, be safe, be well, physically, spiritually, and emotionally.